somebody asks you to go with them and you're just not sure that you want to, you might say, well, I don't know, I'll go with him.
Yeah.
Or say if you have a sick friend and it's not likely that he's going to get much better, if somebody asks you how he's coming along, you might say, well, it seems, it seems.
Like.
Or say if you were asked to go somewhere without your wife, you might say, well, I won't go, she goes.
Unless.
Or say if you were doing some kind of job and you really could have used some help, and somebody was just standing around, you might ask him after it was all over, well, now why did you just sit around
and watch?
Or why did you sit around helping me?
Instead.
Or say if you have a friend, very funny person, and you like him for that reason, that he's funny, and somebody asks you, why do you care? I like him so and so. We say, well, I like him.
Because?
You talk about various things have to do with religion. What about the biggest Protestant denomination in the South? That would be the
Southern Baptist.
And when somebody becomes a member, you say that they join
the Baptist Church.
And when a person goes to church, he goes to pray to
God.
And when one goes to church, you go to listen to the preacher preaches
his or her sermon.
Is there the female enrollment in the?
Yeah, about 20% now.
Is that right?
15. More in United Methodism than in any other denomination.
I had a relative who was a minister. It was very unusual back
had a,
about 10 or 15 years ago.
That real cute cartoon over there has this old man sitting up and says, women priests, that's unthinkable. God created man in his own image. Shows his big purse hitting him over the head and says, whop.
You drew that cartoon gorgeous style?
No, it was a very conservative sort of work came out of it.
Or say, some people might go to church just so that they can sit back and listen to the pretty
music.
Or say if a person's on his way to church, but had a flat tire, and he was out there trying to change the thing, he might say, well, church will be over. Before
I get this changed.
Or maybe by the time.
By the time, yeah.
What would you say the
make
the,
sure it is.
The being that is supposed to be the enemy and opposite of God, that would be the
devil.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any other terms for the devil that people might use?
Satan.
Satan. About the extent of it. Talk about the devil or Satan or
Satan.
Well, let me ask you this, I don't know if it's the same thing or not, but a lot of times parents might get their children to behave by telling one, if you don't cut that out, they're gonna get you.
Devil's gonna get boogeyman.
Yeah. Is the boogeyman supposed to do the same thing as the devil?
Yeah, they have a tendency to personify the devil.
Yeah. I see. Well, what about these things that old superstitious people might think they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
Yeah. Never heard call anything else.
Spooks.
Haints, maybe. Ever heard people call haints?
No.
Or say if these things got into a house and people wouldn't go in the house.
Haunted.
Yeah.